Hi there. If you're trying to make sense of the world without getting bogged down in endless reports, well, you're in the right place. Today, we're doing a deep dive into some recent global economic and geopolitical notes. We'll try and connect the dots.
Exactly.
We've got quite a mix looking at what a potential second Trump term might focus on, a new economic deal between the U.S. and Ukraine, plus, you know, how the oil markets are reacting, or maybe not reacting, to tensions and some shifts in bitumen prices, too.
Okay, let's jump right in. First up, this look ahead at a possible second Trump administration. The notes we have suggest, well, familiar themes mostly. Things like getting tougher on Iran with sanctions, maybe escalating the trade issues with China again, more pressure on OPEC, plus Kane trying to manage oil supply, strong support for Israel, and then what the notes call more symbolic efforts regarding the Russia-Ukraine war. Yeah, and what's striking is that consistency, right? It points towards a foreign policy playbook that's, well, predictable in its priorities, even if the outcomes could be disruptive. Like, more Iran sanctions could definitely send ripples through the energy markets.
Right.
And it's interesting to contrast the sort of symbolic gestures on Ukraine mentioned there with this new economic deal we're about to discuss. Huh. Shows a bit of nuance, maybe.
That U.S.-Ukraine deal does sound important. The notes say the U.S. Treasury Secretary signed off on it. It apparently grants the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare mineral reserves.
Ah, okay.
And Ukraine seems to be banking on this to, you know, keep U.S. support solid, especially after some tense talks mentioned in the background notes.
Well, that really highlights the intersection of resource security and alliances, doesn't it? Ukraine has these valuable minerals the U.S. wants access. It gives Ukraine a pretty strong reason or leverage for continued partnership, a strategic play, really.
Definitely. Okay, let's pivot to the oil market. It's been, well, surprisingly calm, hasn't it? Despite all the flashpoints, Gaza, the Red Sea issues, U.S. Iran talks happening, the impact on oil prices seems quite limited.
It really does, and that's a key takeaway here. Usually you'd expect those geopolitical headlines to really shake the oil market, but right now it seems like economic worries, global demand, supply levels, the broader economy are just weighing more heavily.
Yeah, the economic factors seem dominant.
It could suggest the market's maybe maturing a bit or just focused elsewhere for now. This decoupling is, well, it's notable.
And that definitely shows up in the numbers. Brent crude saw a huge drop recently.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest weekly fall since 2021, pushing prices down into that, what, $61 to $65 range?
Exactly. And the reasons cited are pretty clear-cut economics. Oil reserves building up, talk of OPEC, plus potentially increasing production down the line. And crucially, weaker demand from China than expected. Their economy's facing some headwinds, reducing industrial fuel use.
Right, which contrasts with earlier predictions, yeah.
Totally. Those earlier forecasts banked on strong Chinese demand pulling prices up. This revision shows how fast assumptions change and how much impact they have. Some analysts are even saying, you know, prices could dip below $60 if things stabilize further. It just highlights how sensitive the market is right now.
Okay, and then shifting gears slightly to bitumen, the picture there seems much more varied. We see Singapore's 180 CST closing at $407, but bitumen itself is around $445 there, $385 in South Korea.
Right. Different regions, different prices.
Europe's holding fairly steady, $410 to $440 range. Bahrain's fixed at $370. And then India actually saw a recent drop, VG30 down $7, VG40 down $8. That seems tied to the oil price fall and maybe some market technicals, inventory stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But bitumen markets are often much more regional than crude oil. Transport costs are a big factor, and local demand for things like road building is key. So while crude sets a kind of baseline, these regional supply demand factors and local economies cause those price differences you're seeing.
Makes sense. Okay, and finally, there was that really terrible incident at Iran's Shahid Rajaei port, a major fire.
Yes, a tragic event. Loss of life, injuries. Just awful.
Beyond the human tragedy, it's had a direct impact on bitumen prices in Iran, right?
Yeah.
The port was closed for 2 days. Operations are still slow because of damaged containers.
Mm-hmm.
And that, plus a falling dollar value there, means their bitumen prices have moved kind of out of sync with the oil market trends.
Mm-hmm.
More changes expected next week, apparently.
And that just underscores how, you know, a sudden local disruption, especially at such a key port, can temporarily override the bigger market picture. It'll affect regional supply for a bit.
So putting all these pieces together, you really see the connections. Potential U.S. policy shifts, the strategic play for resources like in Ukraine, the global oil market reacting more to economics than geopolitics right now.
Absolutely.
And then specific commodity markets like bitumen showing regional variations and reacting to local events like that awful fire.
It's a complex interplay. Geopolitics, economics, specific market dynamics, even unforeseen disasters, they all feed into each other. And like you said, the recent dominance of economic factors over geopolitical news in the oil market is perhaps the most surprising thread right now.
Yeah, definitely food for thought. So here's something to leave you with. Thinking of that new U.S.-Ukraine economic tie-up focusing on critical minerals. How might these shifts in who controls and accesses global resources, driven by both strategy and economic need, ultimately reshape international alliances and economic game plans down the road? Something to ponder.